I've worked on issues of famine, war, atrocity, genocide, etc., for 37 years. And never in my career have I witnessed or documented a situation of such widespread and systematic and utterly brutal destruction of what is essential to sustain life. This is not only a man-made famine, it is a starvation crime on the hugest scale.
Now, a famine has not been declared in Tigray. We spoke to MSF yesterday, and they said that while one indicator, malnutrition, is above the emergency threshold, and emergency is one step below famine, other indicators, such as mortality, were not at the famine level for the people they have access to.
A famine is unavoidable under the current situation. There are, according to the United Nations, between 4.5 and 5.2 million people in immediate need of humanitarian assistance. And of those, about 1 million are receiving that. The majority of those in need and those in gravest need are beyond the reach of international assistance. The people whom Médecins Sans Frontières are seeing in their clinics are those for whom they have some access. They are not seeing the worst situation that prevails elsewhere. And as the weeks go by, that situation will only deteriorate. What is driving this crisis is not drought, it's not locusts. What it is a combination of a war and a determination, starvation crimes by the Ethiopian Federal Forces, the Eritrean army, and the militia from neighboring Amhara to starve the people of Tigray. So what I very much fear, and the evidence is now overwhelming, is that we are on a very steep downward trajectory towards a disaster, the scale of which we have not seen in decades.
And what's the evidence that you have for this deliberate campaign that you allege?
Despite the information blackout, enough information has leaked out about the deliberate destruction of foodstuffs, the vandalization, destruction of clinics, the destruction of employment opportunities, and the level of rape, of sexual violence is also extremely high. And that is a starvation crime. Many women and girls, because of fear of rape, are unable to do those essential activities, looking for food, going to market, or even going to look for assistance that would keep themselves and their families alive.
Now, I want to bring in the government's view. When your organization first made this allegation last month of a deliberate starvation campaign, they said in a statement to BBC that your allegations are entirely detached from the facts on the ground. They also said it wasn't them, but it was the rebels, the Tigray People's Liberation Front, who are responsible because they attacked Ethiopian army posts last year right before the harvest season. And they also accused the TPLF of deliberately destroying infrastructure while retreating. Essentially, they're saying, you're wrong, and this is the TPLF's fault. What's your response?
2 points. First of all, regardless who might have started the war, it is a war crime to go around systematically, relentlessly destroying hospitals, destroying food, raping women and children. They had nothing to do with this war and how it started. Secondly, every senior aid official with whom I have been in contact tells me that what we describe in our report is not only true, but the reality is worse.
Last of all, what do you think needs to happen to either prevent a famine from occurring or to mitigate its effects if, as you say, it is inevitable?
The first thing is to allow communication, to let the world see. If there is nothing to hide, then why is the Ethiopian government hiding it? Why has it shut off communications, shut down the internet, prevented aid groups from speaking candidly? Let us go in and see what is happening. Let us also then have a ceasefire. It is a war. The government refuses to concede that it is a war. And then let us move to reconstructing the destroyed infrastructure, compensating and providing reparations to the hundreds of thousands, millions of victims of this needless and brutal war.